With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The 2000 election showed that the middle class understands that the new trend toward what is called globalization means the free movement of labor as well as goods across borders. And that is the enemy of well-paid American jobs. U.S. workers are repeatedly told that we must be competitive in order to be successful in a global economy. But the fact is that even if U.S. workers give up their pensions, health care, and all the employment benefits that have become the norm in America, there is no way they can be competitive with the very cheap labor in Asia, such as the Chinese, who work for 30 cents an hour. Even Robert Reich, Bill Clinton's labor secretary, asks, how long and should the U.S. continue to subsidize the rest of the world? Republicans should listen attentively to the campaign messages of the Democrats who won last November. Sherrod Brown, who defeated Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio, promised, in the U.S. Senate, I want to revamp U.S. trade policy to reward corporations that create jobs at home. The man who defeated Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania, Bob Casey, said he opposes unfair trade laws that put U.S. workers at a disadvantage. Jim Webb, who defeated Senator George Allen of Virginia, said, we must reexamine our tax and trade policies so that free trade becomes fair trade. Ben Cardin, who was elected to the open U.S. Senate seat in Maryland, said, we must stop further discrimination against American workers. The Democrats are full of rhetoric, but they don't have any solutions. If Republicans want to take back Congress in 2008, they will have to find solutions other than the tiresome mantras that we should improve our educational system and be more competitive with cheap labor abroad. The winners will be those who make friends with the middle class.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. And if you've lost your job or want to know more about how the government is sending jobs overseas and importing alien workers, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for free information on losing jobs to foreign workers. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or visit eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness books. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heart of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says money comes and goes, but people last a lifetime. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Brownfield's back. Been to the seminar there in New Mexico that was sponsored by the Paragon Foundation, and had a great, wonderful time. By the way, we had some dynamic speakers, which we knew we would, but I was so impressed with Jerome Corsi. Now, maybe it was because I got to spend more time with Jerome Corsi. But that gentleman has, he really amazes me, and he just goes on and on and on about how many stories he could have written that he didn't write because he can't prove his point. I'm not his point, but he can't prove that what he's saying is right. And we talked about many of the things that are going on in this country that he said, I know what's happening, but I can't prove it. So when you see something that Jerry or Jerome Corsi has written, you can bet that he knows it has been written and he can prove it. And we need to get him on air again one of these days, Jeff, because he has a very interesting story to tell about how apparently he knows practically everybody in the White House, as well as the Pentagon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And when he comes up with these stories, he has even had the White House call him and say, hey, don't air that. That would be detrimental to us. And, of course, Jerome Corsi, he's going to go ahead and air whatever he wants to as long as he can prove that he is right. And his philosophy is, hey, if it's not right, sue me. Because he knows that he is right when he says what he says in his articles. Drove to New Mexico and returned. And coming through Hereford, Texas, particularly, you run right along the railroad track for literally hundreds of miles. And they'll have three and sometimes four engines on these trains. They're longer than a piece of rope, these trains are. I mean, as far as you can see, that train is. Sometimes it'll be on a sidetrack waiting for another train to come. I have no idea how many trains run through that country every hour. But looking at the cargo, I don't think I saw any train that was not a container carrying train. They were hauling shipping containers, just 100%. Now, sometimes the container would be sitting on a yellow truck or a freightway truck or a J.B. Hunt truck, but the truck would be sitting on the flat car with this container. And the containers had all Chinese names on them. Honda, H-Y-U-N-D-A-I, Yang Ming, Costco. Then this one I had not seen, but there was a lot of those shipping containers on there. M-A-E-R-S-K, Sealand, and China Shipping. You know, you didn't see anything. Yeah, once in a while you'd see something spelled in English. But practically all of the time, it would be one of these Chinese or Asian names. And like I said, Yellow Freightways and J.B. Hunt, their trucks would be sitting on there, but they would be carrying a Hyundai or a Yangming Costco container. These things are everywhere, literally everywhere. And where do they go? Where do they come from? Well, we know where they come from, and most of them are headed to Walmart. Now, you say, yeah, but Walmart doesn't do everything. There's Kmart, there's Target, there's other companies. A little information here concerning Walmart. Americans spend, get this, $36 million every hour of every day at a Walmart store. I guess that's 24-hour day. $36 million an hour. This works out to $20,928 profit every 60 seconds. Walmart will sell more from January the 1st to March 17th, and they use March 17th because that's St. Patrick's Day, than Target sells all year. Walmart is bigger than Home Depot, Kroger, Target, Sears, Costco, and Kmart combined. Walmart employs 1.6 million people. It's the large private employer. Walmart is the largest company in the history of the world. Walmart now sells more food than Kroger and Safeway put together. During the same period that Walmart's been in existence, 31 supermarket chains have sought bankruptcy. This includes big chains like Winn-Dixie. Walmart now sells more food than any other store in the world. Walmart has approximately 3,900 stores here in the United States, of which 1,906 supercenters. This is 1,000 more than they had only 5 years ago. 90% of all Americans live within 15 miles of a Walmart. That's interesting. I'm not one of them. I'm at least 17 or 18 miles from a Walmart. But that doesn't mean I go there. I went there once. I went in Walmarts and bought a pair of glasses years and years and years and years and years ago. I don't think I've been back. I can't remember. It seemed like I went in Walmart one time with somebody else to get something, but they were doing it, not me. But anyway, so much for Walmart and so much for the Hyundai and Yangming and Costco and the Sealand, China Shipping, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number's 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to think anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgment, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest naturals. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like Easyac, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, aviation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondentiation. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% of your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
And we have returned. Going west on the highway. You know, people that fly miss so much of America. I, for years, would fly from one area to another. Now, I've made several trips, a lot of trips to Colorado, but you go the same road every time. But since before 911, as many of my listeners know, I quit flying before 911. When the government started making the airlines go through your luggage, I said, I don't want them going through my clean underwear after they've been through somebody else's dirty underwear. And I just quit going to airports. I don't enjoy being around an airport. Now, I do once in a while pick someone up at an airport or something of that nature, but as far as going past the little ding-dong thing that tells you whether you have to take your shoes off, and I guess everybody takes their shoes off now, like, what would you put in a shoe, you know? And that's kind of a funny thing, too. Back years and years and years ago, and this is a long time ago, I set off the little ding-dong going through one of those safety check things, and they said, take out your keys and all that. I took everything out, and it still kept going ding, 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 and took off my belt buckle and the whole bit. And then they took a little hand wand and ran it. I wore cowboy boots and went ding, ding, ding on my shoe, on my foot. Well, what I didn't know was that it was a pretty good pair of boots, and it had a metal arch in it. The funny thing was, they said, oh, it's your boots. And I went on. I could have had five stuck down in there, and they didn't look, you know. But anyhow, I've just quit doing that. If I won a trip to Australia, it'd be a long drive in that Dodge pickup. But I don't know what I would. I'd have to fly, I guess. And I'd have to take off my booties and show everybody that my feet had been that week. That week, you notice, not that day, that week. We only bathe on Friday night or Saturday out here, Boonies, where I live. And then only in the spring and summer. When it gets cold, we don't have to do that. You know, you don't smell as bad. But anyway, back to driving. We went past I don't know how many casinos. And they're always Indian run. And day or night, doesn't make any difference. There's gobs and gobs and gobs of cars sitting around those casinos. I just can't believe that people line up to lose money. It is amazing how that works. But anyhow, they're building a new Indian casino on the Ute Indian Reservation. Now, I know a little bit about the Ute Indian Reservation in southwest Colorado, down to Four Corners areas, because I have a friend that runs cattle. some of them on the Ute Reservation. Now, let's take a break, but they're building a big one there, and they can't fly the American flag. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
And we have returned. Now, back to the Ute Indian Reservation, building the casino, there in southwestern Colorado. This is a WorldNet Daily story that they picked up from the Durango Herald. All right? There's a construction company there building this new casino, and they have a big crane. Now, I didn't know that most big cranes, and these are humongous pieces of equipment, a lot of them carry an American flag on top of the crane. I was not aware of that, but apparently it's not unusual to see this. But they had a flag, an American flag, up on this crane. And tribal members there said it included the recognition of the tribe as a sovereign nation and its ability to choose whether it wants a flag to be flown or not. Anyway, the construction company had flagged down. This Southern Ute Indian Tribe's reservation had been ordered the tribe not to fly the U.S. flag. They said, this is a sovereign nation. In other words, Indian reservations, we've discussed this. It drives the Fish and Wildlife Service bananas because the Fish and Wildlife Safari Service, they have no authority on an Indian reservation. So the Indians can do what the Indians want to do, which white folks ought to be allowed to do that, as well as black folks and yellow folks and green and pink folks. Everybody in America, a free country, should be allowed to do what they want to do. The Indians do. But anyway, we can't, but they can. And the Indians told the company, it's a sovereign nation. There's really no precedent for flying an American flag unless it's requested by the tribal constituency, and we didn't request it. The flag has been on the crane, which is being used to build the tribe's new mega casino on the reservation. Companies operating such cranes will fly the U.S. flag from a crane's upper structure. The company is the Oakland Construction Company, and it made a formal request to the council to fly the U.S. flag along with one from the tribe. But the council minutes said that the company would not be allowed to fly any flag. However, at the Veterans Park, now this is on tribal ground, sovereign ground, the Bureau of Indian Affairs building, that's on tribal ground, and some individual houses that are on tribal ground all fly American flag, but this company said, they said no. And you know, you have to give the Indians credit for not necessarily for not wanting to fly the flag, but by gosh, for saying, hey, we are a sovereign nation and you do what we tell you when you're on our property. Now, why can't our government do the same thing with the illegal aliens? Hey, they're on our property. This is a sovereign government, and we'll do with you what we want to do. As long as you're here, you do what we say. But, you know, the Indians, they lost the first war, but they learned a lot. As Jerome Carsey mentioned down at the Freedom conference that we had there in Alamogordo over the weekend, he was talking about how President Bush just can't wait to do everything he can on this amnesty for illegal aliens and all. And he made the comment and got a big round of applause. He said, you know, Bush is a better president, Mexican president, than he is a U.S. president. He says, why doesn't he go down to Mexico and be president if that's what he wants to do? And the people in the audience, there's like 300 folks there, they did give him a standing ovation later on. But, I mean, they brought the house down when he mentioned that, because it looks like Bush is doing everything he can to appease the Mexicans and to heck with us. It's interesting also, coming out of Alamogordo, going up towards... I'm trying to think of the little town, but there's a little town just north of Alamogordo. The Department of Transportation has set up a little side of the road thing, and they stop apparently all trucks. It's a DOT there, and they stop practically every time I've gone by there, and I've made quite a few trips. They always have two or three trucks pulled over. There'll be four or five DOT cops sitting there. Sometime the New Mexico patrolman, highway police there. And I don't know what they do. I don't know. I didn't see scales. But somehow they're doing safety checks and checking the logs and everything of these American truckers. And in visiting, now I did not visit with the DOT people. But at this meeting, a lady stood up who is very well versed. She knows what she's talking about. And she had gone out and interviewed these folks. And they have already received orders that when a Mexican truck comes through, they're to wave it on. Now, doesn't that make sense? Here they harass, and it's because the Mexican government said, if you stop our trucks, that'll be harassment. Well, they stop our trucks. Isn't that harassment? No, we try to be safe and do what we're supposed to do. The drivers are supposed to, on over-the-road drivers, they're supposed to... Have tests for alcohol as well as drugs. They keep a log. We know where they are at all times or where they have been at all times. But when a Mexican truck comes through this same checkpoint, the Department of Transportation has orders to wave it on through. Now, I don't see why the Highway Patrol, I don't see why the Highway Patrol can stop them or the State Department of Transportation can't stop them. Do they have to do everything that Washington tells them to do? If it looks like an unsafe truck crossing our state, shouldn't we pull it over and make it sit like they would make one of ours? Let's take a break. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide, non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 888-414-1998. That's 888-414-1998. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel anytime. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Call 888-414-1998. That's 888-414-1998.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation. And that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here. Because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things. But it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Well, here's the long-distance bill.
Right.
And the internet bill.
Uh-huh.
And the wireless bill.
Anything you say, honey.
You're not listening to a word I say. These bills are taking away our extra cash.
Well, Fred told about Affinity 4.
Four times more money for us to spend, right?
No, long-distance internet, wireless service, and Fred says it's inexpensive, paying less now than ever before. Plus, Affinity 4 has always supported family values based on causes throughout the country. In fact, a portion of each billing goes to support their mission. Fred says he's not only helping himself with lower costs, but he's helping others, too.
Affinity 4 sounds good. Did Fred give you a number?
I think I have it. Hold on.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll-free at 1-800-311-2648. The Derry Brownfield Show and Affinity 4, a new standard for giving. Call 1-800-311-2648.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he's a lot like insanity, without the bulky gloves and helmet, Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned.
Hey, Derry.
Yeah?
Just had a call from Don in Missouri, I think it was, but he was asking if there were going to be any videos or tapes available from the Let Freedom Ring conference. Do you know if there's going to be any?
To my knowledge, there will be. Now, I came home last year and said there would be. And here's what happened last year. I didn't realize it, but I asked GB, I said, whatever happened that we didn't get a copy of that video program last year? And he said they wouldn't send it to us. I didn't know who had taped it, but it was John Stossel's group, and isn't John Stossel ABC? I'm not sure. He's one of the big networks. John Stossel did a special, apparently, on these freedom organizations. And GB said that I was even on the video. He had seen it, I guess, on television. But we had a good program last year when Judge Napolitano from Fox News was on, and they were supposed to then let the Paragon people have a copy, which they either didn't or would not do. Now this time Paragon GB had two different companies filming it at the same time, one from each side of the room. So surely we will get something that will be marketable, something that we can put in your mailbox for you a little later on. But anyhow, but surely this year we will have this thing on video. And I'll tell you, the speakers were tremendous, particularly Jerome Carsey and D.V. Kidd. I won't say much for old Brown Darefield. My son said, did you give him a 10? All these years that I speak, you know, and to get a 10, you get a standing ovation and really get the claps and all that, you know. And I didn't, I gave him probably a 7.5. The problem was that I had been there so many years. I think it's about the fifth time I've been in that area. And, you know, you can't tell the same good old stories, et cetera. And I was supposed to be on last. That's what GB and I had planned. And he put me on first, which really threw me for a loop, because one of the good things you can do when you're the last speaker is talk about what the other people talk about. And you can do that off the cuff, you know. But anyway, so much for that. Let's go to the telephones. George in Florida. Hi, George. You're up first.
Thank you, Derry. I tell you one thing. One thing you taught me, when you taught me about your show, is you're a man with common sense that teaches us to deal with people in government that have no common sense.
What's your comment today, George?
Yes. The thing is, I'm sort of like, I did a little different strategy. I'm sitting there educating like your DOT people, your law enforcement. Because, you know, you hear all like these politicians with these sanctuary cities, like, go arrest all the citizens and write them tickets, but leave these Mexicans alone. Same thing with the trucks. And we got to educate our law enforcement and tell them, you're not beholden to any political agenda. You are sworn to uphold the law.
You know, and that's what, I don't care. If I was heading up, say I was the director of the Department of Transportation here in the state of Missouri, to me a Mexican truck would be no different than a U.S. truck. Why should they be waved through these checkpoints? I mean, what authority does the federal government tell the states to do or not to do as far as safe driving on state highways?
You know, the thing is, we had a tanker truck, that had a Mexican driver in it. And it's like we were surprised this tanker didn't explode. And it was empty. It didn't break apart or anything. But these people, these Mexican truck drivers, nothing against Mexicans. I knew a lot of Mexican Hispanic Americans are good truck drivers and very skilled and very mindful of their safety. But when you got these people coming across the border, they're not experienced. They don't know how to handle a tanker or hazardous material or know what kind of products you're hauling. As I know, they could be hauling bleach and ammonia together, and there'd be a hazmat spill, and they don't know how to deal with it.
Well, you know, the other thing is, how many of them speak fluent English and read English? And if you're a trucker, you know what it's like going through some of these major metropolitan areas. I mean, you have to be able to read to know where you're supposed to go. My wife drove and coming through Oklahoma City. Have you ever driven on 44 coming through Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Okay. You know that you're not on, you think you're on 44, but you're not. And there's two or three different exits that you have to take to get on 44. You would swear you're on 44 because when you come off of 40, Interstate 40, it says 44 exit. Zoom, you're there, you're on 44, right? No, you're not. And how can a Mexican figure that out if he can't read?
Or you're at low bridge ahead, clearance 12 foot, when your trailer's 13.6.
You're right. Anyhow, hey, appreciate the call, George.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for listening. We have here the Department of Defense. The Department of Defense cannot account for billions of dollars. Now, this is another Jerome Corsi bit of information that he has dug up. But the Department of Defense has lost a lot of money, according to the Government Accountability Office, or the Government Accounting Office, all right, the GOA. Gary Engel is Director of Financial Management and Assistance at the GOA. And Bill Carsey, who wrote it in WorldNet Daily, many of the material weaknesses that we found relate to the Department of Defense and their financial management problems. For the past 10 consecutive years, we have been unable to certify the financial report of the United States, which is prepared annually by the Treasury Department. And he says most of the problem was with the Department of Defense. He said they have lost billions of dollars allocated to the department. We haven't reported that the DOD, the Department of Defense, has lost billions of dollars. It's hard to say with the internal control problems that the Department of Defense has and with the limited audit work going on at DOD because of the control problems. Now, that's kind of double talk, but this is the way the Department of Defense talks. Nobody's done the work, to my knowledge, that would be able to verify if money were lost at the DOD. They can't account for billions of dollars, but they don't know if they've lost it or not. If you lay your glasses down and don't remember where you lay them, what do you say? Do you say, I can't account for my glasses? No, you say, I lost them. And you try to find them, all right? Susan Irving of the Federal Budget Analysis Strategies Issues at the GOA said there's no way the Department of Defense could lose billions of dollars. There's no way. They don't have it. Where did it go? It's more like the DOD internal audit procedures don't know where billions are, she said. Now, did you get that? Let's do it again. There's no way that the Department of Defense could lose billions of dollars. It's more like the Department of Defense internal audit procedures just don't know where the billions are. Then they're lost. Come on. I'm sure DOD would say, we're fighting a war. We're not supposed to become an accounting firm. Really? But my argument back to them is that you can still write down what spent the money on. Well, I think so. That's the only common sense thing she said. Irving pointed out that the United States is a wealthy country. Whoa! Now, she's saying all of these things, and then she says we are a wealthy country. We are a country in bankruptcy. We owe $9-something trillion that we know we don't have. Hard telling how much more. How can they say we're wealthy? If a businessman or at home, I don't care what kind of a house you live in or what kind of a car you drive, if they sold you out and you'd come up negative, would you be wealthy? You might be living in a $500,000 mansion and have two Porsches or sitting in a garage, but if you owed twice as much as they're worth, you're not very wealthy. You're broke. Just know it yet. But anyway, Irving points out that this is a wealthy country. We will pay whatever it costs to defend our nation. Now, on January the 31st, a paper came out entitled Financial Stewardship, a Critical Challenge Facing Our Nation, on the GAO website. This is on the government website now. It notes that the GAO has been unable to certify the U.S. Treasury General Accepted Accounting Practices accounting on the U.S. budget because the federal government could not demonstrate the reliability of significant portions of the financial statements, especially in connection with the major financial management challenges at the Department of Defense. Now, if you have an IRS audit, all you have to do is say, we just could not demonstrate our reliability, and you'll get off, right? Well, this is what the government's doing. Let's take another break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Commons Coalition. Did I mention our number? 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
If you've read the news about health...
In 24, the disciples asked Jesus, what shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republican at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, products for you from stoves to steamer washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stoveandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
And we have returned. Been a lot of time Saturday evening and along with Jerome Carsey. We went to dinner together, and he's one of the most interesting people I've ever visited with. But he was telling me, as I mentioned earlier in the show, how he proves everything before he writes it down. He can be able to back everything he writes up. And he wrote this article just today, it's Dateline Today, for WorldNet Daily, and he's talking about the Department of Defense, how many billions of dollars they can't account for. And he called Lieutenant Colonel Brian Macca, M-A-K-A, spokesman for the Department of Defense. He objected to WorldNet Daily characterizing the situation as problems. Now, if you've got billions of dollars you can't account for, most of us, if we have a few $100s we can't account for, we've got a problem, okay? Here the government has billions of dollars, and he says it's not a problem. He says it's probably an old, tired argument. You understand there are layers of appropriation laws that we are bound by. We have systems that are in place based on these laws and are not necessarily compatible with the GAAP, that's a General Accepted Accounting Practices, we are required to live by. The Department of Defense tries to give Congress the reports it needs when requested. It tries to. Explain that to the IRS. Say, we tried to. We are doing our level best to make sure we increase our transparency, not only to Congress, but to the American people. Then he gives some interesting figures. Something that is almost unbelievable. He notes that the Department of Defense owns more than 600,000 buildings in 146 countries. The department's assets and liabilities exceed those of Walmart, Exxon, Ford, and IBM combined. Can you believe that? Remember a while ago we were talking about Walmart? How big Walmart was? The Department of Defense has assets and liabilities that exceed the Walmart, Exxon, Ford, and IBM combined. Now, assets are good, liabilities ain't so good. He doesn't go into the difference there. Add to that an employment roster that includes 1.4 million active duty men and women, 740,000 civilians, 860,000 Guard and Reserves, 2 million retirees and families, and an operating budget in excess of $400 billion. So if they can't account for a few billion dollars, no big deal. They've got another $400 billion there to do something with. If the department were a country, he said, it would be the 23rd largest economy in the world. And we are working to ensure that our financial management gets more reliable. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge. Men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-4-6212.
If you're like many adults, you may wish from time to time that you had paid more attention during history class. But if you're a parent, you may wish that your child would not pay attention during history class, because much of the basis of American history has been deleted or rewritten. If so, the video Nation Adrift has a vital and timely message for Americans. A Nation Adrift is a 90-minute video presentation that outlines America's history with a super condensed overview of United States history highlighting major events. Nation Adrift clearly shows that America has lost its spiritual foundation and has rejected God and His law. Nation Adrift is a wake-up call for all. To order Nation Adrift, send $24, check your money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
And we're in the home stretch. One college professor fired. And would you believe he's not a liberal professor? He got fired because he believes in he is pro-gun rights. That's right. The Emmanuel College professor has been fired after talking about the Virginia Tech massacre in his classroom. And he offered pro-gun viewpoint. And it offended students at the Catholic Liberal Arts School. Nicholas Winsett said he was terminated and permanently barred from campus following a lecture in which he dramatized the massacre to show that deranged gunmen could have been stopped if other students had been carrying guns. Amen, brother. He said if there were more guns in society, the response time to the rampage might have been much faster. Now, I've got to get GB on here, and because he gave me a lecture, I'd give anything if I had it on tape, but he says, you know, the day that this happened, he said, I watched it a half a dozen times on news, and he said they showed these cops, seemed like hundreds of them, but many, 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 many cops, getting out of their police cars, putting on black jackets, and he said the guy supposedly had the doors chained and locked so they couldn't get in. And he said, there they are. They can hear the shooting on the inside. These kids are inside with cell phones telling them what to do. And these cops are all putting on flak jackets, hiding behind their police cars. He said, we used to have an old sheriff in town. He said that would have rammed that door with his pickup truck, went in there and shot the guy. You know, he said these police today, there wasn't anybody in there that wasn't wearing a seatbelt or speeding, so they don't know what to do. Anyway, that was GB's take on it. He goes into a little more detail than I do. But anyway, here this professor is saying about the same thing. He decried media coverage of the massacre, saying just because everyone is portraying that it is a national tragedy of the year doesn't mean it is. He says more people died of AIDS that same day than they did of the shooting. Administrators at the college apparently didn't appreciate his classroom message. They quickly fired him via a one-page letter that delivered by courier. You are hereby directed not to enter the college campus or any college-owned property at any time for any reason. Also enclosed is form how to file for unemployment insurance benefits. Now, here's a guy that believes in the Second Amendment, and anybody with any common sense knows that if someone would ever shoot back, they could stop these things. Now, here is a lady that shot back. Now, this is old news. I heard about it several days ago, but it's such a good story, I can't help but tell it again. But she is 82 years old, excuse me, 82 years old now, and she was Miss America in 1944. And she lives on a farm, I believe in Kentucky. But anyhow, she said she'd been having thieves break into her building on her property where she stores some old, she said, 100-year-old machines and other equipment. And she says they break in there and they take this stuff out and sell it crap. On Friday the 13th, just the other day, she was feeding her horses. And her dog started barking at this one building where a truck was parked. So she went over and confronted the man and told him, hey, what are you doing here? And anyway, she said something about, well, they're not going to leave. And she said, I know you're not going to leave. So she just pulled out a 44 Magnum or a 43, I can't remember, and she blew the tires off of the truck. In other words, she shot the tires out. And she said if they'd have bothered her, she said they'd be 6 feet underground by now. Now, here is an 82-year-old lady that knows how to take care of herself. She was once a showgirl at a Beverly Hills supper club, and she decided she liked it better out in the bush where she could pack her shooting iron. And anyhow, she said, I'm trying to live a quiet, peaceful life, and all I want to do is just stay out of trouble.
Happy trails.
About the clouds that we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails.